First back of Makkos, 8th Mishnah. Mashnaim nimsechem unkov apostle, it is a metela. Shalosh nimsechem unkov apostle, it is a metela. Another thing we learn about the fact that the Torah compares 2 to 3 Edom, or writes 2 and 3 Edom, is if you have 2 Edom, one of them is found to be apostle or aid. So we can't accept Edom, so we don't have 2 Edom. The chiddush is that even if you have 3 Edom and one of them is found to be apostle, and you still have 2 kosher ones, but since they testify together, it passes the whole group. Even if 100 people testified together and one was found to be patzel, we pass all of them. He says this concept that one patzel passes all of them is by the cardinal law. This guy made the mishnah. His opinion is by monetary halacha. If one was found patzel, he could still use the other ones. By Dini Mammon, it's also one as possible passes over them. That's where we paskin. Bisman shehutripa. But he says it is only in a time that which we say by Dini Nefoshes, that if one of them was Kerv apostle, a pasal's the Aedis is when one of these Kroivim or Psuvin was involved in the Hasra. He warned the person not to do it. So we see he was an active aid. He wasn't just passively watching. They happen to be two brothers were there when somebody killed somebody else, and there were a whole bunch of Eidim over there. It's not mistaba that we have to make sure that nobody that's a possible aid witnessed the event. It must be that we have some type of indication that he was doing it the same aidus by the fact that he gave the Asra. There's a machlek as he's showing him the somebody showing him hold that the only time a apostle passes all the other Edom is if he actually comes to Bezin. But if he saw it and didn't come to Bezin, then he would not pass it.